It's painful to see the forces of hate killing men, women, and children on many continents and here in many states, in schools and public places, taking apart the work of what we have been honoring as the greatest American generation who spilt their blood for the America they loved. It's painful and frightening to see the effort of the alt-wrong to rip apart the free world that this country took the lead in creating. It's painful to see terrorists crediting an American president as their inspiration for murder. When I was a small boy, American men were fighting and dying in the Pacific, Africa, Italy, and after the landing in Normandy through France and Germany. They were struggling for freedom, democracy, and brotherhood. As the war ended, Truman sent Franklin Roosevelt's widow, Eleanor Roosevelt, to the UN. Truman sent her there to make clear to the world the depth of America's commitment to building a robust and sustainable free world. She chaired the 17-member UN Commission on Human Rights and led that body in the development of the UN Universal Declaration of Human Rights. You could have drawn much of it from our own Constitution. These were American ideals on the world stage. In 1948, the Supreme Court under Chief Justice Vinson held racially restrictive covenants unconstitutional. Then in 1952, the NAACP brought 5 cases to the Supreme Court challenging segregation and seeking to overrule Plessy versus Ferguson, the case that had upheld segregation in 1896. The Truman administration told the court that the U.S. was being attacked around the globe because of segregation and that segregation complicated American foreign policy. Obviously important, the case was re-argued after President Eisenhower took office and Chief Justice Vinson had died. Eisenhower's Justice Department submitted its own brief to the court, and it underscored the arguments of the Truman administration that this country needed to end segregation. The Supreme Court agreed. In Brown and a series of cases, it made clear that American government could make no distinction of race, creed, or heritage in its treatment of Americans. Americans cheered Brown and made clear it was a popular decision. We believed what they said in the Declaration, that all men are created equal. Americans fought a civil war over that principle. By the time of Brown, this country had embraced people like Jesse Owens, Marian Anderson, and Ralph Bunche, among many others. With some obvious and vocal exceptions, Americans embraced the end of segregation. That is the America embraced the world over, admired for its principles and its heart. That's the America that took all of us to its heart, regardless of which country our ancestors came from, which faith they brought. That is the country that our ancestors embraced with both love and pride, the America they wanted to be part of and contribute to. That's the America we need to take back. An America with neither mind nor heart clearly needs a trip to see a Wizard of Oz. An America with a man in a position of power who gloats that I could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody with impunity is an America which may actually need to deport and wall out any members of a race of orange-haired imposters before they corrupt our genetic inheritance.